Merry Christmas, Mrs. Goodwin.
Sure, it's cold out.
Oh, yes. Come in and warm yourself. The Nativity pageant is about to begin.
Come in, children. Have a seat now.
The street lay dark and narrow. The stable small and dim. The manger dank and musty. When the maid gave birth to him, a star rose high and beaming. The babe's new halo gleaming, and all came to pray. On the first Christmas. Shepherds from hills above, the wise men and the children, all brought gifts of love. A wintry night was falling, the angels' voices
the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
The newborn star shone brightly.
Better one. Watch out. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to your town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. And he's gonna find out. Who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Santa Claus is coming to your town. And he knows when you are sleeping. And he knows when you're awake. And he knows if you've been bad or good. So be good. For goodness sake. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The snow is falling outside, or maybe my brother just sneezed. Oh, Christmas is upon us, a time for goodwill and peace. I hope you like this song, I stole it from my favorite source. Happy Christmas. Not that it's the same, of course.
Places, can you wear that tie you Christmas.
Santa Claus is coming. He's not going to leave you any mice in your stocking. Okay. All right. Sorry, just having a little argument with my co-producer. She thinks wires are toys. Or food. No, Jers, don't eat that. Jesus. All right, well, let me just say it once and get it out of the way. Bah, fuck. It's time. That's right. The jolly old man in the bright red suit is dusting off his sleigh and getting ready to come down your chimney and up yours. So, I don't know. I think probably the problem, first of all, the problem was that we had that snowstorm in October, all right, right before Halloween. And there seems to be a new trend these days of people putting out lights for Halloween, right? That's harmless enough in itself, but all of a sudden, we've got snow, and there's lights with snow, and it's October, and it's like, they're not done playing baseball yet, and there's Christmas lights out. I don't know. All right, and then my wife and I went to Maine last week, which, you know, it's nice. I love Maine. You know that. And we got there on a Sunday. It had been 60 degrees that day. It was nice and warm. Monday was nice and warm, 60 degrees. Tuesday is a little cooler, maybe in the 40s. Wednesday, foot of frickin' snow. Thursday, Thanksgiving, snow is still there, it's a little cold. And then Friday and Saturday, it's in the 60s again, in Maine. I mean, how are we supposed to stay sane in this kind of crap? And then you turn on your TV and you got all these commercials for luxury cars and $10,000 diamond bracelets and TD Waterhouse and all this other crap. And like, how are we supposed to keep our heads above water, psychologically speaking? So that's the problem this week. Now, I've been doing this for like 30 years. I've been collecting Christmas music. Part of the other problem is that while we were in Maine last week, I was researching all these things. I was on YouTube. I was on all this other stuff, Amazon and stuff, to find titles and timings and things like that. And quite frankly, I've had it up to here. But I'll get over it, and I hope you will too. Because I have found you things like Doc and Madam Good Vibes, who we started out with, and that was on the first Christmas day. I'm not going to tell you anything about them because I don't really know anything about them. I did find a picture of them once. They sound like a couple of geezers, but they're not. They're probably in their 40s, maybe. I'm not going to make any judgments on their sanity or talents or anything else, but there they are, period. Santa Claus is coming after that. Proper warning for you from Moronicus. Red flag after that, and Black Christmas. Noel Noel from Tommy's Magic Arse, and Decorating You from Bethany. And you know what? That's one of my all-time favorites. I've got thousands of Christmas songs, and that one still rises to the top. Bethany, if you're out there listening, you made it, honey. So, all right. So, on that note, we will continue because we have more stuff for you. And we've got 3 weeks of this to get through, so let's just do it together, kind of keep quiet. If we don't mumble about it, we'll get through it a lot better. So just shut the hell up, turn on your Christmas tree, smoke them if you got them, crack one, whatever you got to do to get through this, and I'll be right here with you, back in a few.
Money.
Well, he has got money.
We
heard it.
We got the money.
Well, we got the money.
Oh, yeah. I said we got the money.
You both said it.
163.
McGregor Lodge, okay.
He's got
you got the problem?
See? Yep, I got the problem.
Oh,
you? Okay, yes, yeah.
All right.
Hard eye.
Oh, ready?
Yes, all
right. Just a minute.
Hey?
First turn.
Turn.
Where are you, Dan?
I'm here.
Good King Winterglass looked out on the feet of Stephen when the snow lay all about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When the Pope had laid me aside, every wind of
I'll keep knock, going. I'm tallest.
Okay. Yep.
Somebody's coming.
Yeah. Who? Man.
Hey, what do you want, lad?
Merry Christmas, huh?
Merry Christmas.
For me and my brothers.
All of us.
Well.
Tell him, tell him.
Don't forget the carolers, huh?
Don't forget them.
Hey, won't forget them.
Run for your life!
Forgot the drum.
Sting, shiny sleigh bells piercing ring, flanks half numb from the Arctic cold, muscle strain with wings untold, midnight run with flame red nose, climb to where the jet stream flows, half a billion girls and boys, how many of them can we bring toys? Flight plans as you're told, lest their little hearts grow cold. Air raid from the land of ice, we'll make sure they all act nice. Buzz each child's neighborhood, work till everyone is good. Naughty thoughts that hope destroys, how many of them can we bring toys? Guard your payload of presents well, these could steal a lot to sell. Light upon each chimney top, at speeds like ours it's hard to stop. Use your hooves and use your head, don't let down the man in red. Lifting off with grace and poise, how many of them can we bring toys? Aircraft hard to port. We eight creatures of the night work as one in silent flight. Let not one damn house pass by.
Who taught that guy how to fly?
Each year brings more girls and boys.
How many of them can we bring toys?
Antlers clash, horse with sting, shiny sleigh bells piercing ring, flanks half numb from the Arctic cold, muscle strain with weight untold. Midnight one with flame red nose, climb to where the jet stream flows. Half a billion girls and boys, how many of them can we bring toys? How many of them can we bring toys? How many of them can we bring toys?
Merry Christmas, pretty baby. You sure you treat me right. Merry Christmas, pretty baby. You sure did treat me right. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas, yeah. I'm living in paradise. Oh, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got my music playing on the radio. got half past three. And of all the wonderful presents, yeah, look what he left for me. Merry Christmas, pretty baby. You showed it tonight. Got me a diamond ring. Diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise.
We were going to do a swingin' lounge version of Last Christmas by Wham, but that song sucks. Next tune!
God help us all.
Santa's coming. Santa's coming. No! Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, 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 ho,
ho, ho, ho, ho, and a bottle of rum, bottle of rum.
Ho, 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 ho,
the children. I try to see them when I can. I'll get back home, God willing. Dad's a fighting man. So there'll be no snow for Christmas under the Nicaraguan sun. 'Cause I'm stuck here with my mistress, a bottle of scotch, a candy cane, and a gun. Like a jungle, and the sun is like a sun. I'm taking care and fixing trouble with a bottle of scotch, a candy cane, and a gun. Oh, sometimes it catches up to me, and I start to wonder why. So wrong to kill on Christmas, but those sons of bitches had to die. So I'm here in Johnson's villa, taking out another one of these bastards and gorillas, with a bottle of scotch, a candy cane, and a gun. A bottle of scotch, a candy cane, and a gun. A bottle of scotch, a candy cane, and a gun.
Today's show was brought to you by Chicory Farms. Chicory Farms, the gift that says, I didn't have time to get you a real present. Chicory Farms, because you just don't give a damn.
What I bring you, what I bring you, I tell you what I bring you.
The first Polish Christmas dish I bring to the party, a burnt potato top with dill weed. The second Polish Christmas dish I bring to the party, two steamed pierogies.
What's a pierogi?
It's a dough wrapped around meat.
Oh!
And a boiled potato top with dill weed. The third Polish Christmas dish I bring to the party, three simmered guamkis.
What's a guamki?
It's a cabbage wrapped around meat.
Oh!
Steamed pierogies
and a boiled potato top with dill weed. The fourth Polish Christmas dish I bring to the party, four baked paprikas.
Now, what is a paprika?
It's a bell pepper stuffed with meat.
I see.
Three filmered monkey,
two steamed pierogies
and a boiled potato top with dill weed. The fifth Polish Christmas dish I bring to the party, five smoked kielbasa.
Kielbasa?
It's pretty much just meat.
Oh. Four baked paprikas,
three femured guamkis,
two steamed pierogies,
and a boiled potato top with dill weed. The sixth Polish Christmas dish I bring to the party, six fried hoostikis.
Let me guess, something in the meat family?
Actually, it's a delightful pastry with a thin flaky crust.
Oh!
Five smoked kielbasas, four baked paprikas,
three thin-red guamkis,
two steamed pierogies,
and a boiled potato top with dill weed.
Whoa, Oscar, I'm getting kind of full.
Seven Polish Christmas dish I bring to the party. Seven pity prunes.
I don't like prunes.
With this food, you'll need them, son.
How's that right?
Six Rhino's cheekies. Five smoked carol buzzers.
Four baked paprikas.
Three fingered funky toes. Steamed carolies.
And a boiled potato top with dilly.
Oh, I'm gonna bust at
the eighth Polish Christmas dish I bring to the party. Eight poppy seed cakes.
Puppy.
Six
fried goose cheekies.
Five smoked buttons.
Four baked paprikas.
Three tender grumpy toasting pierogies.
And a boiled potato top with
She's going to get some coal in her stocking. No mice for you. The other day, Jersey, who likes to kind of nibble at my wires, took a bite out of one and got zapped. She's all right, but it apparently didn't teach her anything. All right, anyway. 30 years ago, I made my first Christmas tape. It was a 60-minute cassette for, you know, a couple of special family and friends, and I only had one tape deck, so I had to build each one separately, individually, so that each hour-long tape took about an hour and 20 minutes or so, hour and a half. But I thought it was a good idea, so I thought I'd do it again the next year. I went out and I bought a second tape deck so that I could at least copy, but I always remember that at one time it was a real handmade thing, and now I can knock one of these out in about an hour and a half. How can I do that when it's an hour and 40 minutes worth of music? Wouldn't you like to know? Anyway, we started that set with Spike Milligan, one of the goons. And that was Good King Eccleslas. December of Cambret from Heather Alexander. The Bell Rays. That's right, those Bell Rays. Merry Christmas, baby. The Cucumbers. Ho, ho, ho. And a bottle of rum. Zolly's Follies. A bottle of scotch, a candy cane, and a gun. Give me two. Especially the gun part. 8 Polish Foods of Christmas from VeggieTales, an old kids' TV show. And Christmas is a time for eating from, yes, that was, I Want to Eat Your Stomach. Don't ask me. I don't know, and I wouldn't tell you if I did, because I just blocked it out. All right, so we're working at it. We're working at it. We're feeling a little bit better. We're feeling a little bit better. We're going to try and get through this with a minimum of tears and recriminations and regrets. I hope it's working for you. If not, just wait a few minutes. We'll get to something better. I'd like to tell you that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but there's not. It's 2012, and the light is the end of the world burning. Oh boy, I'll be back.
Well, howdy. I'm Uncle Red Chester. How y'all doing? You know, y'all should have come into town here last night, because we had us our annual South Valley County Christmas party. Woo-wee! I'm telling you, it's down there at the Greasy Spoon. Next to the county fair, that's the biggest event of the whole daggone year, I'm telling you. Ooh, all of South Valley City was there. Even people from as far north as Podunk came to this party. You know, last night we had us almost 30 people there. Let me tell you, we had us a time, oh yeah. Now, let me tell you what happened here at Old Red. You see, I was minding my own business, just sitting there at the corner, you know, keeping an eye on Myrtle Fog Rat's goat, when out of nowhere the door opened. Who I seen standing there just blew me away. I was expecting to see my nephew Willie coming in, you know. He was late, as usual, because he had himself a double date. You see, he always has double dates because he's kind of a, well, I guess you'd say kind of a two for the price of one special, if you know what I mean. But that's a different story for another time. Anyway, when the door opened, there she was. 7 foot a leg and a smile like Sunday sunshine. She was the most beautifulest thing I ever did see. Now, I know I done said that about old Bovina and Miss Billy May, but this time, I mean it. Let me tell you, whew, she was something. Y'all, she was wearing these green sweatpants and a South Valley Moves baseball jersey. Now, I know there ain't no beauty like her who come here from South Valley City. Nope. Mm-mm. See, South Valley gals, they usually kind of short and dumpy, but nappy hair, look like they ain't never washed it, you know? This girl, she's special. She must be from Podunk. Now I know what I want for Christmas. So I stood up, and I says, woo-wee, girl, I ain't never seen you before. What's your name? I just stopped the whole party, because I ain't never really been too forward and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So she walked up to me, and she said, my name's Ashley. What's yours? What a woman. Woo! I said, my name's Red. Red Chester. I think we need to dance. Will you be my Christmas present? Now, everybody knows that I don't dance. And they know that when I do dance, that I look kind of funny. You know, my nephew Willie always says, Red, when you dance, it looks like your drawers are on fire. Y'all, let me tell you. We did us dancing. Yeah. Whew. Now, anyway, back to Christmas. Long about that time, old Cletus Henderson, Bovina's daddy, he came out from the kitchen and yelled, y'all, dinner's ready. Come on in and eat. Now, old Cletus always did cook up a mean meal, let me tell you. He says, I got some cornbread, some oyster stew, and some roast coon and cheese. There ain't nothing that goes better at Christmas than good old coon and cheese. I just love me some coon and cheese. My brother Spunky says that his favorite meal is always some good old roast coon and cheese. So I gets me a plate, and I walks up to the line, and then I sees it. It was something that made me lose my appetite. Serving up the coon was none other than nasty old Smelly Donna. I don't want no Smelly Donna holding my meat. I'd rather go hungry. Dang it, B. Why'd Cletus have to go and get old Smelly Donna to serve up the meat? Now ain't nobody want to eat. Good God. Now, by that time, J. Bob Horner from Podunk said he called the Podunk Pizza Palace to get us all some squirrel and possum pizza. Sure, it ain't no coon and cheese, but we got to eat, you know what I mean? So, whilst we had time to wait, we all decided to open up our Christmas presents. Now this year, I just knowed that someone had picked me up some of them old-fashioned Ritter Crackers. I always ask for one, but every single time, they buys me a newfangled Ritter Cracker. I don't want no newfangled Ritter Cracker, don't y'all get it? there is a difference. There is. I'd opened up all my presents except for one. I got a new roll of chicken wire so I could build myself a new coop for my pet chicken, Rudy. And I had me three new woodland sticks, but no rigger fracker. There was one box left. I knew it was my rigger fracker. I just knew it. About that time, J-Bob shows back up, and my present got put kind of, got pushed to the side because I needed to have a place to put the pizza. So we ate it. But dang it, I want my present. I want my present. Now, after we ate, I asked Miss Ashley if maybe she might want to, go out for a drive, out by Lake Skeeter, So I figured, we'd spent the whole party just having fun, dancing and whatnot, She might be the one, if you know what I mean. Might be the one, all right. But she looked at me with just kind of, this puppy dog just ate my favorite shirt look and said, "Fred, I've been engaged to my second cousin for about a year now. I thought you knew." Now, for all y'all that ain't from around these parts, engaged means that her daddy owns a shotgun. It is loaded. He just ain't used it yet. So I asked her, I said, so you're saying you ain't want to go ride with me out for a while and go and watch and wait for Santa? "No, Red, I can't. It wouldn't be right. Maybe we could do it sometime when Cecil's passed out." Y'all, I was heartbroken. I didn't know what to do. It kind of felt like I'd been shot in the foot. Well, actually, the heel of her boot was kind of digging into my left foot, so that might have been what I was actually feeling. Anyway, so I'm saying it right here and right now. No more women from Uncle Redchester. Till I say so. That could be tomorrow now. It could be next week, but I don't know. I'm saying right now, no more women. So this Christmas, remember, there's somewhere right here in South Bailey City, there's someone who didn't get what he wanted for Christmas. No coon and cheese. No Ashley. And I didn't get me no damn rigger fracker. Why don't y'all drop by anytime after the holidays. Maybe I'll tell you a story about what little my nephew Willie did on his New Year's Eve date. And when y'all come by, bring me a rigger fracker. One of them old rigger frackers. Bring them wrapped.
This song is about the truck driver that is out on the road for Christmas. Because he has nobody at home, but he's happy just to be driving his truck.
I've got Christmas tree lights in the cab of my truck, cause that's where I'll be Christmas. I got nowhere to go, and no one I know needs me around on Christmas. My old truck and I will be flying high, a-singing them Christmas songs. I'll be singing Noel's and the jingling them bells, cause I'm out on the road for Christmas. Well, I'll stop down the line for some supper and wine, yeah, that's what I'll do on Christmas. I'll take a minute or so for a little prayer, I know, that's what I'll do on Christmas. And when I leave that cafe, I'll ho-ho away and act like old Santa Claus. Then it's back on the road, a-hauling my load. I'm out on the road for Christmas. This time of the year, out on the road at Christmas. But it's just as well, cause if I was home, I'd have nowhere to go on Christmas. So I'll drive through the night and light up my lights, and I'll sing them Christmas songs. I'll be singing Noel's and a-jingling them bells, cause I'm out on the road for Christmas. Yeah, I'll be singing Noel's and a-jingling them bells, out on the road for Christmas. Yeah, here I am, barreling down old 66. Boy, I sure like driving this old truck. I think I'll turn my radio on and listen to some old pretty Christmas songs. Yeah. My goodness, what's that up there in the sky? Looks like little reindeer pulling a sleigh. And a man in a red hat. That couldn't be Johnny Cash, because he's home. And I think old Murrow went fishing. I wonder what old Dudley's doing.
Ha 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 ha! It's a very special day. Come and share a jubilation. There's a new king born today. Wise men journeyed, led to worship by a star. Kneeled in homage, bringing precious gifts from land so far. So come and join the celebration. It's a very special day. Come and share a jubilation. There's a new king born today. God is with us, round the world the message brings. He is with us, welcome all the bells on earth are pealing. Yes, welcome all the bells on earth are pealing. So come and join the celebration. It's a very special day. Come and share a jubilation. There's a new king born today.
Gifts for Christmas under the mistletoe. Make it a merry Christmas. Tell me you love me so. Some people dream of sleigh bells jingling in the snow, but my only dream is this, just as it's Christmas. Give us a kiss. I say, I always get a lot of Christmas presents. Mr. Santa Claus is very good indeed. Yes, I get a lot of chocolates and mince pies, but there's one thing that I need. Give us a kiss for Christmas under the mistletoe. Let's make it a merry Christmas. Tell me you love me so. Some people dream of sleigh bells jingling in the snow, but my only dream is this, just as it's Christmas, give us a kiss. I haven't used the handkerchief from last year, and the cardigan was
someone else's size.
If you really want to be an angel this year, here's a present I would prize. I say, give us a kiss for Christmas. Come on, under the mistletoe. Make it a merry Christmas. Tell me you love me so. Some people dream of sleigh bells jingling in the snow, but my only dream is this, just as it's Christmas, give us a kiss.
Every Christmas morning, underneath the tree, lots of lovely presents are waiting there for me. And though I'm quite delighted, it's hard to get excited. Who needs another sweater? Hey, Santa, there is something that I'd like a whole lot better.
Are you listening, Santa? I've been a good girl this year, and there's only one thing that I want. I want a boob job for Christmas. Big old knockers out to here. It would make me proud to be endowed like the Playmate of the Year. I want a boob job for Christmas. Make them big and make them wide. The only blimps as big as these say Goodyear on the side.
Heaving hefty happy hooters, squishy gushing lactate shooters, loads of curvy cleavage on display.
beach as big as Mount St. Helens. That is what she wants this holiday.
Santa, give me this one gift. It's not my spirits that are sagging. It's my boobs that need a lift. Oh, Santa, you know this Christmas season. Give me a pair of juicy jugs, and you can be the first to squeeze them. I want a boob job for Christmas. Spongy silicone balloons. Who needs a boat? I can stay afloat with my bulging chest pontoons.
Bursting, beefy, bouncing bozos, wild and wiggly, whopping waldos, nestled in a cup that's double D. Massive, milky, meaty mammaries, big enough to feed two families. Santa, won't you listen to her, please?
Santa, please! I want a boob job for Christmas. And when you've done that, Santa dear, if it's okay, send my way a nose job come next year.
Mend up your stocking hole, 'cause this lump ain't made of coal. I've got a boner for Christmas. Cranberry sauce, green beans, and muffins. You be the turkey and I'm the stuffing. I've got a boner for Christmas. Singing joy to the world, to each and every girl. Stocking, and let me put my cock in. I've got a boner for Christmas. All year you've been in a rut. This time let's do it in the butt. I've got a boner for Christmas. Singing joy to the world, to each and every girl.
I wish I was a whoa, how I wish I was a whoa, how I wish I was a roly-poly snowman. Wah, if only I could be a wah, if only I could be a wah, if only I could be a roly-poly snowman. Call me Freezy Jones. Feed me snowball ice cream cones. Make me buttons made of stones. Eyes of coal or bits of bone. Down the hill I'd go belly whopping. Wee, never, never stopping. Whoa, how I wish I was a roly-poly snowman. Snowman, roly-poly snowman, roly-poly.
carried his loot. Nuts and corn and a sprinkle of seed. Chattering chipmunk scratched a flea. Busy little chipmunk dressed so fine, moving like lightning, looking for signs of where he'd made a bit of his food. Scolding chipmunk in a bad mood. Zip up here, zip down there, hungry little chipmunk in despair. Funny little chipmunk, furry and bright, overheard a carol on that fine night, sung by a choir in the village square. Chittered the chipmunk, I'll go there. Zip up here, zip down there, hopeful little chipmunk scampered there. Happy little chipmunk chuckled with glee. Carolers munching cookies and tea were scattering crumbs by the light of the moon. He who little chipmunk forgot his gloom. Zip up here, zip down there, hungry little chipmunk everywhere. Fat little chipmunk zipped back home, happy to be full and all alone. Carolers' music filled his head. Sleepy little chipmunk snug in bed. La la la, la la la, sleepy little chipmunk.
All right, we're running out of time, so I'll make this quick. We started that set with Uncle Reg Hester. That's right, that Uncle Reg Hester. How many Reg Hesters do you know? And that was the Sow Belly Christmas Party, Out on the Road for Christmas from Red Simpson. Send that out to all my truck-driving buddies. 10-4 on the high side, pals. I'm a truck driver. I can talk like that. Karen Gathercole, after that, come and join the celebration. Give us a kiss for Christmas from Freddie Davis. Bob Rivers and his Twisted Christmas. I want a boob job for Christmas. I got just the thing for that boob job. I've got a boner for Christmas from Nerf Herder. Paul Winchell, Roly Poly Snowman. And you know, Paul Winchell was instrumental in giving us a really good present years and years ago. He was one of the people involved in providing or inventing artificial hearts. More details on that. I'll put that on the website. There's a web page you can go to that tells about that. His daughter April, by the way, is a radio person in Los Angeles. Does a really good show. And April, I love you, honey. Never met her, but I love her anyway. And then finally, Dee Blair, the Chipmunks' Christmas Tea. And that brings it to a close for this week. Next week, we will be back with more Christmas stuff. A little special next week. We're going to do a tribute to everybody's favorite non-Christmas Christmas song, Jingle Bells. So you're not going to want to miss that. Or maybe you are. It's up to you. I dare you, okay? Come back if you dare. I'll see you then. Have a good one. A couple of somewhat warning things from the Hot Buttered Elves coming up now. See you next week.
much better than your tree. That's because your tree, your tree better than your tree. That's because your tree, your tree sucks. So do you.
Christmas gone haywire. It's the attack of the 50-foot Santa. Ho, 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 ho. Been a good boy this year? Attack of the 50-foot Santa showing now.
Hey, little boy, better do what your mama says. Hey, little boy, better do what your daddy says. Hey, little boy, better listen to your mom and dad. Hey, little boy, it's the only real chance you have. Hey, little boy, you better be good. Hey, little boy, you know Santa got a license to kill. Hey, little boy, you know Santa can kill and he will. Hey, little boy, he can rip off your little head just because he thinks that you've been bad. Hey, little boy, you better be good. Hey, little boy, you know Santa likes to eat human flesh. Hey, little boy, you know naughty kids' his favorite dish. He'll cut out your organs in the name of Satan, bring them home and put them on a plate. And hey, little boy, you better be good. Hey, little boy, there is a dark side to old Saint Nick. Hey, little boy, you know Santa is pretty sick. If your baddie's got horrible ways of killing you, and by the way, he's into necrophilia. Hey, little boy, you better be good. Hey, little boy, say don't be naughty, be nice.
And if you try a bribe, I tell you it'd be in vain, 'cause no amount of cookies tastes as good as a human brain. Hey, little boy, you better be good. Hey, little boy, better do what your mama said. Hey, little boy, better do what your daddy said. Hey, little boy, better listen to your mom and dad. Hey, little boy, it's the only real chance you have. Hey, little boy, you better be good. Say, hey, little boy, you better be good. Say, hey, little boy, you better be good. Say, hey, little boy, you better be good.